evening. Merry Christmas Eve. And thank you, Chris. That was beautiful. As we go into our service, it is a candlelight service, so when we get to that point, here's what you don't do. You don't tip the lighted candle over the other person's hand to light theirs. Okay? Right. So, now you know. And let's begin right in with O Come All Ye Faithful. The hymns are printed in the bulletin this evening for your convenience. And we rise. We begin with the words of our baptism. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O Christ, the day spring, the splendor of light everlasting. O King of the nations, the ruler they long for. O Emmanuel, our Lord and Savior, the Anointed One, for all the nations and their Savior.
Come, deliver and save by your grace.
Unto us a child is born.
Unto us a son is given. O come, let us adore him.
Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. May be seated.
My soul. generations henceforth will call me blessed, for he has done great things for me.
Again, the voice of one crying in the wilderness,
"Prepare the way of the Lord.
Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill made low.
The uneven ground shall be level, and the rough places of plain.
And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed,
and all flesh shall see it together.
He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And he will rule over the house of Jacob forever.
And of his kingdom there shall be no end.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. O God, you make this most holy night to shine with the brightness of the true light. Grant that as we have known the mysteries of that light on earth, we may also come to the fullness of his joys in heaven through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. May be seated, and we continue with our next song.
Thank you.
Old Testament lesson is taken from the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 7. Again, the Lord spoke to Ahaz, "Ask a sign of the Lord your God. Let it be deep as Sheol or high as heaven." But Ahaz said, "I will not ask, and I will not put the Lord to the test." And he said, "Hear then, O house of David, is it too little for you to weary men that you weary my God also? Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And we sing. This lesson is taken from the first letter of John, chapter 1. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we looked upon and have touched with our hands, concerning the word of life. The life was made manifest, and we have seen it, and testify to it, and proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and was made manifest to us. That which we have seen and heard, we proclaim also to you, so that you too may have fellowship with us. And indeed, our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the word of our Lord. Thanks be to God. And we sing.
Thank you.
is to hear the Christmas story. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the second chapter. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. And we sing. And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of a great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill to men." And we sing. Thank you. When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you. You may be seated, and we continue with our next hymn. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text for the sermon is the gospel lesson, especially verse 8 and following. And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field keeping watch over their flock by night, and an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. This is the text. We begin with a question. So why exactly do the angels go to the shepherds? There were plenty of people that angels could have gone to. Most of them more prominent than shepherds. The angels could have been sent to the palace in Jerusalem. Or the angels could have gone to some of the great teachers of the Old Testament and explained to them how so many things that they had been waiting for now had come to pass. But shepherds? Again, if you say, well, the purpose of the angels going to the shepherds was so that they could go to the lowly. Well, again, there were other lowly people. There would have been those that clean the streets, those that clean up the stables, those that scrub down the hotel rooms, and on it goes. But why? Why shepherds? There's an amazing thing going on here. God is the God of extremes, isn't He? And we have this amazing contrast where the Lord of heaven and earth, God who holds all things in His hands, is going to be held in His mother's arms. Where? God who has angels singing His praises is going to be found in a stable with the animals. And animal noises and animal smells, and there He is, and there's where God chooses to be. It's an amazing thing that takes you back. God is serious about coming into our world. Jesus wasn't simply dabbling at being a human being, human for a few years and do some miracles and do some preaching and then head on back to heaven. He was serious about coming into our world and being one of us. And the reason why He was serious about coming into our world and being one of us is because He knew. He knew where we had wandered off to. He knew how we'd lost our way. He knew that the whole world was in a mess of confusion. That first Christmas was not so much different from ours, was it? A mess of confusion in the world with Roman armies and insurrection, and look around in the ancient world of Palestine and you don't see much peace. And so He comes into the world. It's Christmas Eve and the shepherds out in the fields in the middle of the winter, in the middle of the night. And there's wise men preparing and getting on their way to come to Jerusalem and then Bethlehem. And there's angels. Angels singing about the glory of God. As a baby lies in a manger there in a stable. Oh, is that glory? Really, is that glory? What kind of glory is that? And Jesus chooses the glory of coming into our world and being the Savior. That's the glory He seeks. And so, God must do this amazing thing. And God, who heaven cannot contain, is held within a manger. God, who is mighty above everyone and everything, is there helpless, held and fed and nurtured by His mother, and God who the angels sing his praise, then receives the praise of glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace. Because with the coming of the Christ child, not only is there the full measure of God's glory beginning to be opened up to us, an amazing glory that is different from what anybody expected, a glory that isn't what the world would have predicted or what the great religious thinkers of the world would have figured out about God. Because they would have said, when he comes in his glory, there's going to be flashes of lightning and thunder and God's amazing power. And that's his glory, but there he is. And it doesn't look anything like the glory that we would have figured out. But it is the glory of the one who chooses to step down, to stoop down, to take the lowliest, the humblest, the most lost, the most confused, and to come and be one of us, and to call us back, and to bring us back, and to make us his brothers and sisters, and his friends. So the angels sing, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace. Because this is the only place where peace starts and starts spreading into our world. This is the only place. Because peace has to come first in reconciliation with God. And peace cannot be made by us. Peace has to be made by him. And so he comes to us. And he knows what it will take. And there in the manger, there is a feel, an echo, an inkling, a hint of another place. Years later, a hill outside of Jerusalem, and where peace is completed by God. And so he comes, and so the angels sing, and so all of this is set in motion, but that still doesn't answer, why shepherds? Why do the angels go to shepherds in particular? And then you realize, well, there's nobody but shepherds that will completely, so fully understand and get what's happening here. Why, the angels are going to the shepherds and they're telling the shepherds about somebody. Somebody who years later, a fellow named John the Baptist, standing by the Jordan River, would stand up and he would point off in the distance and he would point to Jesus and he would say, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." Shepherds couldn't understand that. Because, well, as the shepherds raised their sheep, some of those sheep would be heading off to Jerusalem and to the temple, and there would be sacrifices, and those sacrifices would be pictures and images of the one sacrifice that had to be made. The Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. So the angels are going to the shepherds, and essentially they're saying to the shepherds, look, stop watching over these sheep for a while. We have something better to show you. There in the city of David, there's a Lamb of God who's been born for you and for all people. He's Christ. He is the one who will bring peace. He is the one who will bring peace into this world, but he will do so as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Yeah. How's that song go? Nails, spear shall pierce him through. The cross be borne for me, for you. The song, What Child Is This? The only place where we can find peace with God, because it's the only place where God takes the initiative, where God says, here I am coming to you. You don't have to struggle to find me. You don't have to struggle to be good enough for me. Here, I'm going to come to you. And I'm going to bring you peace and salvation. I'm going to bring you eternal life. I'm going to sweep away the sins and make you my own. And all of this in that little child. The Christ child who, on that night, brings a whole new meaning to life, a whole new way of understanding our place in the universe. Just yesterday, I'm driving along and on the radio listening to Christmas songs, and somebody called in and said that their favorite one was O Holy Night, because the one line gives her shivers. Till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. And in a world where so many things are around to tell you that you're not that important, where so many people say, oh, look at the vastness of the universe and feel how small you are. Christianity is just exactly the opposite. This night, with this child, speaks to you and tells you of the worth that you have to God. And how you are treasured by him so much that he chose to become one of us. And how sweet that is. In Jesus' name, amen. We rise. Now may the peace which passes all understanding keep your hearts and your minds in the true faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen. You may be seated, and we gather our tithes and offerings. Lord Jesus, we thank and we praise you. You came into this world to be one of us. You came into this world so that one day we might live with you forever. You came into this world to heal our divisions, to hear our prayers, to watch over and strengthen us. And so we bring our prayers to you. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We ask you to be with and watch over all those this Christmas season who have lost loved ones. Give your comfort and your peace. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For those who are in need of your healing mercies, we ask you to be with and watch over and guard and to keep them. We do thank you. We rejoice that Jerry Farber has been able to return home from the hospital. We ask you to continue the work of healing that you have begun in him. We ask you to continue and to bless each one in our congregation that we name in our hearts before you and all of our friends who are in need of your mercy. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We ask you to watch over the men and women in our armed services. Guard and keep them as they spend this Christmas season, many of them so far from home. Guide the leaders of our nation. Watch over them and give your wisdom and the guidance of your Spirit. We ask you to bless our law enforcement officers who stand in danger day after day, defending our well-being. We ask you to guide the leaders of the nations of the world and bring the nations of the world into the ways of peace. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Hear us, Emmanuel, Lord Jesus Christ, for we come in your name and we pray as you have taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Jesus Christ is the light of the world. In him was life, and the life was the light of men.
The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it.
Christ is my light and my life.
Lord Jesus, spread your light through me.
Let us pray this Christmas that others may see the light of Christ and know the faith, hope, and love that he brings. Lord, grant that we may carry the light of Christ to the whole world. We pray for the lonely.
That they may know the presence of Emmanuel, God with us.
We pray for those who grieve the loss of loved ones.
May they know the comfort of Christ and have it eternally.
We pray for peace.
That we may follow the Prince of Peace and that the nations of the world may turn away from war.
We pray for the poor. We pray for those who despair. We pray for missionaries.
This Christmas season, O Savior, renew, refresh, and strengthen them through the power of the gospel and the message they bring.
We pray for our church.
Enable us to bring light to darkness and joy to those living in sadness as we Jesus deliver.
Jesus Christ is the light of the world.
He is the light of my life.
The Word became flesh and lived among us.
We have seen
his glory, the glory of the only begotten, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. And we light our candles, and then we sing.